BJ and Jamie.
So, what was your cutoff? 95?
95.
For your age? What age? Did you say it was too late?
No. 90. And then 90. I changed it to 89.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Because, I don't know. Every time I see a person that gets beyond that, I don't know if I want to be there.
Catherine Zeta-Jones shares a touching, it says touching, BJ. You didn't call it touching.
I know. Look, I'm not talking about my loved ones and how they're going to feel about it or anything like that. Yeah. I'm just saying for me personally, I think that there's a cutoff point for me.
Catherine Zeta-Jones shares a touching tribute to her father-in-law, Kirk Douglas, on his 102nd birthday.
See, I don't want to be disrespectful at all, okay? I'm talking about me. I don't think I'd ever want to be 102. Look at him. I'm just saying.
What was that part?
What? That was Dylan chiming in.
Look at him.
That was Dylan. That sounded just like you. That was so weird. Mm-hmm.
He will imitate me sometimes.
Really, Dylan?
Impersonations, yeah. Look at him. But yeah, I don't think I'd want to go to 102. You know, even George Bush at 94, there were days that, and photo shots that. Well, maybe, I don't know if it, I would want that to be me.
Maybe just don't be photographed when you're 95. It seems like you have just maybe these people are really super duper happy. They just photograph poorly.
Could be. I'm going to say 90, and I might even change that to 89. 89, right there. Stop. Right. For me.
For you.
What about you?
102 sounds fine. I feel like I'm going strong. Jumping around.
Yeah, okay.
Because right. Remember, this week is Christmas week, and I'm starting back on Pilates.
Oh, you are? This week?
Ish.
Yeah.
By like.
I'd wait till the first of the year. Get through the
holiday.
Wait,
you're the one that started your diet before the year.
I did.
And I said, why not start it after the year?
But I'm starting my workout stuff after the first of the year. It's part of my resolution.
Did you ever figure out Vippies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went by Vippies over the weekend.
Oh, you did?
Well, I didn't go in. Oh. I just went to the parking lot. I just wanted to make sure it was still there.
It's a workout facility, and BJ only knows that it's called Vippies.
Yeah.
Which
it's
is
not really
even,
Vippies.
It's not even close to the name.
It's something else like Visa.
Vesa.
Or Visa. It might be Visa.
It's not Visa.
It's not Visa.
And it's not Vippies.
I don't know, but I know it's brand new, and it's sitting there on the corner, and I went through the parking lot, and it looks great from the outside. Right. I haven't been in yet.
Well, I thought, this is the week. I'm going to get my shopping done. I'm going to go to Pilates. I'm going to do stuff, and yep.
Really? Wasn't it you just maybe 10 minutes ago before this tabloid trash said, Beach, you going to play a song here? I'll be right back. I'm going to make a snack run. That's exactly what she just said to me. Hey, Beach, you going to play another song?
I'm sorry.
I'm going to make a snack run.
The last time I ate was at K-Bob's. I was at K-Bob's.
That's what she said.
And I had a wagon wheel salad bar, so I'm a little hungry.
Yeah, Jamie, you got time. Run down to the vending machine.
I did. But I got a healthy snack.
Miss Pilates.
I got pistachios.
Okay.
They had a Snicker in there, and it had my name on it, but I was like, you cannot go back in there with a Snicker. You will be judged, and BJ will talk about it.
Well, I feel like you might have had a Snickers coming down the hallway.
No, I had...
And
I
throw
had
the wrapper away right before you get back into the studio, and then show me just a package of nuts.
You caused me to have eating disorders. I just want
I've done that before, by the way. Where I go down to the vending machine, and on the way back, I'll get like 3 bags of Cheetos. And I'll eat 2 before I get back to the studio. So when I get back in here, Jamie thinks I've had 1 bag of Cheetos. I've had 3.
Somebody said something really funny to me over the weekend, though. I have to tell you this. You're going to enjoy this one. Somebody said, wow, I really thought Sean would be a lot more fit because he does all that biking stuff.
Look, he's not here. All right? This isn't fair.
I go, what? And we saw a Pendleton commercial on television. The girl was riding her bike and stuff. And he goes, doesn't Sean have one of those? I go, yeah. And he goes, doesn't he do the MS bike ride? I'm like, yeah. He goes, I don't know why. I just thought he was going to be a lot more fit.
Well, when Sean does the MS, and most people don't realize this, it's on a bike built for 2. He's on the back seat. Right. Somebody else actually does the pedaling. Right. He just rides.
I was like, wow. And he's like, well, don't say anything. I'm just telling you in private. Oops.
Really? Somebody said that about him. Wow.
Anyway. It is a tough crowd. All right. Julia Roberts talks about her favorite Christmas things, and we're thrilled. Here it is.
Oh, hang on a second. I got to find it.
It's going to be so great. It's number one.
Oh.
You just fill in the blank. My favorite Christmas song is...
The Little Drummer Boy.
My favorite holiday movie as a child was...
Either Charlie Brown Christmas or It's a Wonderful Life.
My favorite holiday movie now is...
It's a Wonderful Life. That's pretty much a given. Zuzu's Petals gets me every time. Clarence.
My holiday tradition with my family is...
I guess Christmas morning. Nobody goes in the living room until everybody goes in the living room.
Thank you, Julia.
Wasn't that so good?
Appreciate
You're welcome,
that, Julia.
Everybody. You're
Thank
welcome,
you.
Everybody. My time
now
here
we
is
all know.
Done.
Now we
Woo!
All know.
Yes, best audio ever. Let me just check that off the box. Did I give him great audio? Check. Sure did.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, there's more. Kim Kardashian reveals her plans for Christmas.
We got to get it together. We got to plan ahead. I think we just time honestly flew by so fast. So this year is the first year that Kanye and I are taking over the Christmas Eve party. This year it's going to be at mine and Kanye's house. But I think if I tell everyone that it's 30 minutes before the party actually starts and they have to be on time and have a photographer waiting and have all of our outfits somewhat cohesive, we might be able to pull off a really late Christmas card. Maybe a New Year's card.
Kim, who are you BSing here? We all know that you hire people to put that party together.
Yeah, you don't do anything.
You don't do anything. Nothing. I'll bet you they don't even do their own shopping.
Of course they don't. It's too hard because they're celebrities.
I wish I had people.
They can't go in there. You do have. You have Dylan.
Hey, Dylan, maybe I get you to do my holiday shopping.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I just put together a list and you go out and do it all and I'll pay you to do it.
Sign me up.
See, it's like, I'm telling you, you have a guy now. It's Schmidl.
Yeah, I can be your personal assistant.
Oh, my God.
I like this idea.
I like it, too, for you.
Yeah.
Kind of jealous, not gonna lie. I
hate shopping.
Well, why
don't you?
I
hate determining.
But I don't understand how you like. I don't know why you went to the mall.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Santa pictures.
You're crazy.
Why?
Because the mall is just like. Ah!
Yeah, I went for Santa pictures and to get a new crock pot at JCPenney. That's exactly why I went.
Yeah, but I like JCPenney because JCPenney, you can enter in a separate entrance.
Yeah.
So I go to that JCPenney over in Park Meadows because they have Sephora in it.
I agree with you.
And so I can just pull right up there to that side entrance
and
go in and I don't have to be in the mall.
No, well, you're right. You're right. But we had to go to the center of the mall because of Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we had to run by the old, what is it called? Super Walk? Whatever.
Super Walk.
Super Walk.
Walk?
W-O-K.
Oh, eating. I thought you were walking really fast.
No, walk.
Like mall walkers, like heel toe.
No, I got hungry after Santa.
And you ate at the Super Walk?
I don't think it's called that. It's a Chinese food place, but
right.
I think Super Walk works for me.
Sounds good. Is
But the mall was packed.
Chinese? I thought it was Japanese. Maybe, I don't know.
I think it's Chinese.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Look at these.
What the?
It's an old joke from high school. Sorry, I'll just be over here. Did I already play Kim?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Good. This is scary. So Candace Cameron's family, they were all hanging out at one of those go-kart places, which I am a big fan of. I love all those. Like, we go to is it K1 Speed? Anyway, we go to that place.
Yeah.
Super fun. Well, I don't know what she was doing, Candace Cameron was, but her brother, Kirk Cameron, ran over, and she ended up in the ER. Listen.
Went go-karting with my brother and two sisters, and just ended up, I've been released now, but was in the ER. Our fun family day ended up with me in the emergency room. Got into a go-karting accident, and my brother ran me over.
Whoa.
Yeah, she was, like, beat up.
Mm.
She was underneath the go-kart.
That's scary.
He ran her over.
Yeah, you didn't expect that.
Doesn't he love Jesus?
Well, I don't think he did it on purpose, did he?
I feel like he did. I feel like the devil got inside of him.
It was a go-kart accident.
Oh, sorry.
I'm surprised there aren't more of those.
Yeah, well, like at the K1 Speed, they do a great job. You can't be on the track anywhere close to the ones that, you know, you're in your car. I couldn't be over there.
Right. But I'm just saying go-kart accidents in general of cars that smash into the wall or flip over or something of that nature.
Hillary Duff, people are freaking out. She has confirmed that Lizzie McGuire reboot It might be happening. Listen.
Have there been any conversations?
Yes. Yeah, it's been some conversations. Yeah, no, it's definitely not a go. I don't want to, like, get everyone wild talking about it. But, yeah, I mean, I love her so much. And I think that she was so important to girls at an important time in their life. And if she could be important to them again at this age, like, I think that would be amazing. Hmm.
And I want the job and the money. Everybody wants those reboots, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, reboots seem to be the thing that's really hot right now.
Can you imagine everybody, Alf and all those people are just like, come on, reboot me, man.
Well, we've talked about like five or six different reboots in the past 2 weeks.
I know.
Now, you had Friends. Remember that rumor that started? You had, what was the whole cast that showed up on some late night show? And everybody thought for sure this is a reboot.
Oh, The Office.
The Office. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. That would be great, but I don't think it's going to happen. And then finally for you, the last part of my amazing tabloid trash is Snoop Dogg had some advice for Kevin Hart after quitting the Oscars.
Hey, kid, don't trip. Oscars? You're right. Come do the BET Awards, cuz. Or Soul Train. They don't care. You're a comedian. Cracking jokes. Really? Y'all want me to host it now? Nah, I don't think so. I got to do, and I got way more customers before I get to you. Kevin Hart, smoke a blunt. Tell the Academy to suck a d- or die trying. We still love you.
Why? What happened there?
Why, that seemed a little. That seemed a little.
Snoopy.
Seemed a little.
You're out of control.
Angry and weird, and I didn't need to hear that. Yeah. Dang. What the what? All right, so who do we think is going to host the Oscars?
Oh, boy. I think they will roll back and go with one of the has-beens. Either Jimmy Kimmel, possibly. Maybe Ellen.
I don't know if anybody wants to touch it.
It's a disaster.
Yeah, it's a disaster. And if you touch it at this point, don't you think they're going to look into everything you've ever posted, tweeted, whatever, just to go, oh, really? Well, Ellen one time said that something about, you know, whatever. And Ellen's never been offensive, but, you know.
I'm not sure to boost anyone's career. It does nothing for them. There was a day when it did, but I don't think it does anymore.
What about how Ellen's calling babies ugly on her segment? World's Ugliest Baby segment.
Well, that won't fly.
Not at all.
Can't do that.
So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
Really? I don't think it's going to be interesting.
You know what?
To be honest with you, I think it's absolutely boring.
I use filler words. You're right. It's not interesting, and I don't give a rat's ass.
We don't care, do we? I think Kevin Hart would have been funny. That was a good choice for what it is. But if you're going to scrutinize everything, then good luck getting the next host.
You and I are screwed in life.
Why?
Because everything's offensive.
I know.
And you and I are not the best at not being offensive.
Exactly. No, I agree with you. I don't want anybody looking into my past. Please, don't.
It is shady.
Yeah, it's so shady.
It's shady as they come. Yeah. Remember that one time at band camp?
Yeah. I never went to band camp.
Oh, whoops.
That was you. That was you. That was you.
All right, there you go. Tell it, Jack.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.